Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who'd like to read my written blog, which is always different than this blog talk show, that's at lifetapestrycreations.com, lifetapestrycreations.com. I know some of you were wondering what happened to me. I usually broadcast this on Friday, and our computers have been out since Thursday, and we just got them online again, which I didn't realize how much I missed my computers until that happened. So we're back online, and here goes the blog talk show. Let's see what we get. Oh, by the way, another friend of mine in another part of this community, miles and miles away, the same thing happened to her last week, where because our telephone was out, television, computers, everything was out. Interesting concept that might have happened to some of the rest of you. I don't know. So let's see what we get for the next few days. The depths of your discomfort, if you will, you have moved through most of it. Some of you are still feeling the ramifications of this latest energy burst. Some of you are still adapting within your body, but for the most part, it's over. It's as if you pass through a mini dark night of the storm, if you will. For what has happened is many of you in your dream state and wake state have accessed pieces that you didn't even know were there. For, you know, we told you a bit earlier that you were incorporating some of the pieces from other dimensions and frequency that you wish to incorporate, but finding some of the, shall we say, deeds, thoughts, whatever, concepts, weren't exactly appropriate for your new being and the role you are to play in this transition. And so you sifted through those, sorted through those, and cleared those. And if you notice, it took a few days instead of months or even years, as happened with your 3D memory. Again, things are happening more rapidly, but also you had much less to go through. And so it is that you are rapidly moving towards a piece of new you creation. For now, the next few days, you'll be adapting to your new being as you have been the past few days, but in different ways. You will be, it'll be much, much, much less about clearing and much more about activation. You know, before you were clearing and trying to activate, and it was confusing, and you were tired, and you were concerned, and perhaps people hurt your feelings or you hurt other people's feelings. You just didn't feel right within you. And so it is that now you have adapted the body pieces. You have cleared the body pieces. Your body is still shifting somewhat within it, but it is time for you to start activating your new pieces. And so what you will find is that you will have an urge or a need to do or say something or act somehow in ways that you do not necessarily think about before it happens. You know, like blurting out something or doing a step in your walk that you ordinarily don't do, or something that is just a bit new, not enough to be frightened of necessarily, but enough for you to know, to question yourself, well, where did that come from? Why am I doing this? And so it is you are starting to activate your new skills bit by bit, and this will culminate around your equinox for that is what has been building up to, you see? And then the rest of the year, the remainder of your calendar year, will be about activating more and more of yourself. You perhaps will take, if you have not already, baby steps into activation, and then it will become much more dynamic, if you will, larger pieces, larger things. You know, if you will, if you can accept this explanation, for we return to childhood often to help you understand, right now you are picking up building blocks. You know, before you had the rattle in hand, the rattle is put down. Now you're picking up building blocks. And within days, if not hours, you will be able to stack the building blocks. And then you will go, you know, again, culminating on the 21st of your equinox, the equinox that is coming up in March. For some, it'll be a few different hours, but around that time. Now, the question is, so you have gone through this. Now what happens? The obvious. Now it is time for you to allow the pieces to flow together, not work together. Work is not necessarily a word you wish to use very often after this, but flow together to move you on your path. Let us use this example. Say you wish to travel to another continent. But before you do, and this is in the physicality, 3D physicality, you need to find your transportation. You need to pack your bags. You need to notify people that would be concerned if you were no longer there. There's preparations to make. And so it is that in the next few days, you will be doing your preparation. You know, you will be packing your bags. You will find transportation. You will be doing these things. So after the 21st or shortly thereafter, you will be on your way. Do you see? Because you are on your path. But if you will, this perhaps will help you better understand. You are somewhat at a crossroads, or a T in the road, as often is said. You know, which do I go, left or right? Which way do I want to go? And so it is now, because you're testing your new you. You are saying, well, do I want this path that will lead to this, or do I want this path that will lead to this? And by the way, part of your new you focus will be not following a path blindly, but knowing what path you are going to take. And we will tell you, you have the option of taking both paths, if you will. You know, we are saying, oh, I want to fly to South America and I want to fly to Europe. And your 3D being is saying, well, either or, which one do you want? Which one do you want more? And what we are saying is new you will say, I want both. And so it is, which path do you want first? And that will branch into other paths, you see? And you will explore them to as your heart's content, literally. And then you will say, oh, okay, I've done this. I've done this enough. I want to try this path. So, and we will tell you, as you try the paths, they branch out. Each of the paths branch out. And you will be on that path until you're bored. You feel you have, if you will, conquered it. You feel as if you are comfortable in that path, and then you will switch to the other, or not. You see, that is a difference between 5D and 3D that you are comfortable with, the 3D you are comfortable with. You go to school and you choose one path. And it is possible to change directions, professions, or whatever you wish, but not necessarily likely. Most people stay on one path their entire life, Earth life. New you can change paths whenever you wish, or branch out, or find new roads. You see, you have opened yourself up in the past few days to more flexibility than you've ever known or allowed yourself. So it is that you will think, oh, this person will react this way, and this way. Oh, they're doing something different. Oh. But that is right and true. You see, just because you think you know someone doesn't mean you do. And that includes yourself, which seems counterintuitive, does it not? Just because you think you know you want this path doesn't mean that you necessarily do. You might get bored very quickly, or not at all, or choose a different path. What you are doing is opening yourself up and allowing the same for others. That is why you brought in your dimensions and frequencies, not of Earth, because they are, if you will, the sparklers that know that there is no limits. You see, if you would have just incorporated segments from your 3D Earth, whether past, present, or future lives, you would have been too engrossed in what is possible in 3D. And so it is, you brought the last few days, the last few weeks perhaps, sparklers from the outside. And that is what made you feel so uneven, so unusual. And by the way, that is what made some of your technology fail, as it did for Brenda, is the new energy being brought in. Yes, you've been tired. Yes, you've perhaps had headaches. Perhaps you've had the flu. Perhaps nothing has happened. But you have incorporated your sparklers, your new frequencies and dimensions. You have done this. And you have done it in a way that those outside of you perhaps did not even know about. You knew you were testy. You knew you were, you know, as an infant does when it's teething. Something is uncomfortable, but you don't know what. And so it is. You are truly new people, new entities within new beings that will display those new beings more and more daily and much more after the equinox that is happening on or about March 21st. It is new you in a new world. Enjoy. So be it, and then I will talk to you again next week. I'm certain my computer won't go out two times in a row. So I'll talk to you next week. Good day. Bye-bye.